Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 169 of Internet Marketing.
Yes.
Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I'm Andy White, and I'm joined by Professor of SEO and all things web.
I'm not Calvin a professor Newman. Of anything. I don't know. Yeah, I'm a geek of SEO, maybe rather than a professor.
But professor and geek of SEO.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, today I'm going to be with the Queen's Jubilee is coming up. Diamond Jubilee. I was going to say Silver Jubilee. Diamond Jubilee.
No, that was a few decades ago.
Diamond Jubilee is coming up very shortly. And I just wanted to use this as it's a good example of a seasonal event that's coming up that potentially you might have a business that targets that. Now, a lot of you probably won't have businesses targeting the Diamond Jubilee, but what you will have is events that are coming up, Christmas, Mother's Day, you know, a sporting event that's related to your industry. You probably will. Now, what I'm going to talk about here, it's far too late to do for the Diamond Jubilee. But hopefully it gives you enough time that if you've got a Christmas, you know, you can target your campaign there. So I'm going to take you through a timeline here of how I'd go about putting together a seasonal natural search campaign to try and target that. So we're going to start off with day zero, right? So this is the kind of, this is the timing, the peak of where your demand is. And you need to know where this is, right? And it's kind of worth bearing in mind that for a lot of events, this peak isn't the date of the thing, right? So say it's Christmas Day, the peak in demand for Christmas presents isn't Christmas Day, right? It's kind of a couple of weeks beforehand, you know, and work out when that is. And it, a lot of that's going to be dictated to, if you're an e-commerce person, by kind of delivery times, say, for example. So yeah, you want to mark that date in your diary, and you can use tools like Google Insights to tell you when the peak is. So if you've never used Google Insights for search before, go to Google Insights for search, type in a key phrase, and it will show you which month is the highest peak in the year. And if you select just that month, it'll show you which day within that last year was the time when there was most searches for those terms. But you could equally look back through your analytics or sales figures over the last year to work out what days were the best, if it's a kind of every Christmas. So mark that date in your diary, and everything else kind of works back from there. So then, if you imagine your day zero, you've got day minus 14. Now, in every sector, there'll be kind of delivery times or lead times that you need to bear in mind. So it's kind of no use for your campaign, you know, if it's to try and get to the top result for Valentine's Day on the 14th of February, even if the peak for demand is, you've got to work back from that, really. So try and work out, you know, like, so it's, and I think this is a great way of thinking about this, is that say you are able to time your ascent up the rankings perfectly, that you become number one for Valentine's Day cards on the 15th of February. Worthless. It has no value whatsoever.
It's misses the point slightly,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so always work back from that. And then, okay, so that's your day minus 14. You've got minus 1 month, right? So you're a month away from your day zero. At this stage, you kind of need a plan B, right, for if things haven't quite worked out as you'd hoped. There are certain things that you can do within a search campaign to try and give it a real brute force nudge. I don't know if that's kind of contradiction in terms, brute force nudge. But that might be things like suddenly hitting a huge amount of press release syndication sites, the real high quality ones that you might have to spend more than you initially planned. But it's worth kind of having this strong plan B, because sometimes And often it's a kind of, if I had enough money, I would do it in this way, but I don't have enough money. But you've hit the point where if you don't get that traffic, you're going to be in trouble. So kind of always think about the opportunity cost as well. So it might well be you have to spend £500 on a competition, or, you know, £250 on press release syndication that you don't really want to spend that money. And that's terrible. But if you think about, if you're not there for those keywords, you miss out. What revenue impact is that going to have? And try and work back from there, because that can help you do that as well. So that's a month away. Have your plan B ready for there. And if you're not where you want to be at that month, that point in time, you know, start operating plan B. 6 weeks before the event, right? Before your day zero. You know, this is a prime time to be acquiring links. And I mean, this isn't the point when you should be outreaching to people, asking them to link. So say you've got a guest posting plan. This is kind of the point when you want them to be publishing, not approaching them. And always bear that aspect of it in mind. Because, you know, we've often been down the route and had, you know, campaigns where we've perhaps underestimated the amount of time which outreach can take. So if you're doing some link building, you're doing some guest posting, bear in mind, you're probably going to have to send 2 or 3 emails to and fro to get the copy approved. You're going to have to build up a rapport with someone to get them to be able to publish it. They might be on holiday. You need to be thinking about all these kind of combinations. So that kind of 6 weeks away, that's when you want your links to be going live, not when you'll start researching them. And, you know, I think that's worth bearing in mind as well, that if you're 6 weeks away from your kind of campaign peak, it might already be too late. So bear that in mind. So say sort of 10 weeks out, so it's like minus 2.5 months. This is, you need to be kind of in full swing by this point in time, right? So you've got kind of 4 weeks of action going on to try and get to where you were just talking about, the 6 weeks away. So you need your content production to be in full swing. You need your outreach to be in full swing, and never underestimate the amount of time it can take to get a piece of content signed off, particularly if you're kind of at all involved in financial services or any kind of industry where there's a level of compliance involved. You know, and base that on previous examples. So don't assume, and, you know, it happens where you say, well, normally an article takes 4 weeks to get signed off, but this is really important, so we'll do them in 2 weeks. And it still takes 4 weeks. You know, plan for
wherever
the worst
other
case
people
scenario
are involved, there's always delays, isn't there?
Yeah, and things are going to take you longer than you think they're going to take you to do. So kind of always bear that in mind. So this is kind of 10 weeks out. You need to be in full swing. Now, 3 months out, a full quarter before you need to hit your peak, you need your comprehensive plan in place of what you're doing, your strategy, your delegated tasks, your responsibilities and actions that people need to do. Now, I've seen some like really you know, great campaigns with great tactical execution. So the elements of it were done very, very well, but because of the project management, it didn't hit the results. And equally, I've seen kind of some really well project managed results, that managed projects that don't have some great results that have done very well. So actually, sometimes it's deceptive. As an SEO, I want to think that great SEO results will get great SEO. Great SEO work will get great SEO results. But I've actually seen some mediocre SEO work get some great results because it's been really well project managed. And I think that's a really, really underappreciated skill in digital marketing. It's an area I'm not particularly amazing at, but I work with the people who are really good at that.
He's just being very modest.
No, I'm not. I'm really disorganized. But
this is the guy behind Brighton SEO.
Yeah, which kind of happens despite me rather than because of me. now, yeah, so what I'm thinking about is, so that full quarter beforehand, this is kind of what you need to be like, have the plan in place. It's agreed. Everyone who had to have an involvement in it has agreed it by that point. And that can take up to a month beforehand. So what I'm really suggesting is 4 months before your peak, before your day zero, that's when you start working on a plan. You give yourself at least a month to agree internally who's going to be doing what, debate about, am I going to be writing that or is you going to be writing that? So that's kind of the sort of time frames that you need to be looking at to kind of really nail a seasonal peak. So it seems a long way out. And even this is, to some extent, it's going to rely on everything going perfectly to work really well, everything kind of not slipping by the wayside. But that's kind of the time frames you need to be thinking about, which means if you're kind of trying to be hitting a peak for the last week of November to really nail the Christmas period, that's coming around real quick, right? So that's the 11th month. You go, okay, October, September, August, July, right? So you need to be kind of working on, you know, your kind of Christmas plan pretty soon. You know, we're in sort of like April, June time now. If you really want to get a head start, I'd even start to be looking at your Christmas plan now.
Good grief.
Scary stuff, isn't it? Christmas is nearly here.
The songs will be full of Christmas stuff soon.
Yeah, they will. But no, well, that it's just kind of that's the nature of how SEO works. And even pay-per-click, which is a little bit more switch on, switch off. The more time that you give yourself to plan these things, to have contingency time for when things take longer than you plan, for when sign-off takes longer than you expected, when suddenly you need to have five meetings about something that you thought you could do over an email. Mm. You just need that kind of contingency time within that. So that's kind of what I would suggest you do, at least 4 months out to really try and get anywhere. If it's a competitive keyword, you could be looking at 12 months out as well.
Mm. I know it's completely different, Kelvin, but just tell the audience, how long do you take to plan Brighton SEO each year?
Well, the last one finished on the 13th of April. That was when the last event was. And the planning for the next one started on the 14th of April. It's 6 months or so. So, yeah, we're on a six-month rotation. But, yeah. I mean, it's... I think that...
Oh, sorry, I forgot. It's twice a year.
Yeah, biannual. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the. I think it's a good process to have in place that you're kind of really thinking, and that's why it's good to have strategic relationships with agencies. It's why it's good to have people working in your company who you're confident are going to be there for the long haul, because that's where I mean, I've seen great campaigns struggle because someone moved on, or great campaigns struggle because a contract happened to be up for a renewal a month after their peak in demand for various reasons, and therefore everyone is kind of, you know, the goalpost moves slightly. So rather than worrying about, well, how do we get to number one for, you know, Mother's Day gifts because it happens, you know, 2 months previously, they're kind of focusing on keywords that are going to send traffic before then, even though the ultimate volume of those is much smaller. So yeah, it's kind of about trying to get everyone's strategic objectives in alignment. That sounds a bit tarty, doesn't it? Sounds a bit pow pow pow. Get your strategic goals in alignment. But yeah, basically think about your seasonal peaks, have a long-term plan for them. You're probably going to need at least 4 months. 6 months would be amazing if you can be that organized, and just sort of get stuck into it.
Well, I think we should create an app that full of Kelvin's most famous quotes.
Yeah, and they just a soundboard when we press the button, it goes,
yeah,
really. That's funny. That's interesting. You
and
know,
bye.
Bye. Talking about which, time to say bye, isn't it?
It probably is about saying goodbye. If I can get the words out, time to say goodbye. As always, fantastic information there from Kelvin. So get your planning hat on if you've got things to plan, strategies, whatever. Plan early. I think that's probably the takeaway
from
this
one. I mean, to sum it up is get started early and have a good plan.
And with that, we bid you goodbye and farewell. And we'll
bid you adieu.
That's right. And we'll see you next time on internet marketing. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.